Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday ruled ex-presidents have broad immunity, dimming chances of a pre-election Trump trial, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Stephen Mulroy is the district attorney for Shelby County, Tennessee, an elected Democrat. He's previously served as a law professor and federal prosecutor.
I was surprised how broad that immunity ended up being.
He says the Supreme Court ruling on Donald Trump's immunity definitely means some of the charges for plotting to overturn the 2020 election will be thrown out. Mayor says the decision makes a mockery of the idea no man is above the law. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday Israel was nearing its goal of taking out the military capabilities of Hamas, the Islamist group that governs Gaza and led the October 7th assault on Israel that sparked the war. Less intense operations would continue, he said. Netanyahu said, "We are advancing to the end of the phase of eliminating the terrorist army of Hamas, and there'll be a continuation to strike its remnants." Earlier on Monday, the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad fired a barrage of rockets into Israel as fighting raged in Gaza and Israeli tanks advanced deeper in parts of the enclave, residents and officials said. Victims of Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel are suing Iran, Syria, and North Korea, saying their government supplied the militants with money, weapons, and know-how needed to carry out the assault that precipitated Israel's ongoing war in Gaza. The lawsuit was filed in U.S. court on Monday. It seeks $4 billion in damages. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist.